The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Amudah Zara Daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. La'idin Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichinu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema. Miki Ben Jamie. El Na Refana Lo Refuat Nefesh Refuat Guf. Refuah Toker Rabban Lavo Bechini Rasul Menaman. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Amud Bet, and we are. Yes, two lines from the bottom. Yamara begins, Antoninos Shemshe Lerebi. Antoninos was the Shemosh of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Adarkan was a certain Tsar, prince of the Goyim. Shemshe Lerav. He served Rav. So you see, our rabbis were served by the most noble of the Goyim. So Gemara says, Shechiv Antoninos. When Antoninos passed away, Amar Rabbi said, Nitpareda Hahavila. So it means the bundle became untied, which means the love that Antoninos and Rabbeinu had when they were alive tied them together. And as a result, the Romans were favorable to Am Yisrael. But when he passed away, he said, Nitpareda Habila. He said, the bundle has been untied. And therefore they knew that they were going to be faced now with problems. Similarly, the Gemara says, Ki Shechiv Ad-Darkhan, when the Shemosh of Rav passed away, Amar Rav, Rav similarly said, Nitpareda Habila. That the package has been untied. Again, the Ahava that they shared, that was undone. The Gemara goes on now, tell a story about Unkelus. Unkelus bar Klunimus, Igayir. So he converted. Now, Unkelus, according to the Gemara and the Midrash, was the nephew of Adrianus Caesar, the Roman Caesar, Adrianus. He converted to Judaism. Shadar Kesar Gunda Derumae Abatre. So he sent an emissary of soldiers, Roman soldiers, in order to bring him back. They were upset that he converted, so they tried to bring him back. Mashchinu Bekerae. Instead of them bringing him back, he drew them into Judaism with Pesukim and different Hadushim. Igiyur, and they converted. So he got them. Hadar Shadar Gunda Derumae Aharina Abatre. He then sent another legion of Roman soldiers to go and get him. At this time, the Caesar said, Amar Lehu La Timru Le Velamide. Don't La Timrule Velomide. Don't talk to him. Because if you're gonna talk to him, he's gonna get you. So don't say anything. I don't want you to ask him questions and then he's gonna answer you with Pesukim and you're gonna convert like the other guys. You say, bring him, no talking. Kiyavu Shaklu Vazlu, when they were going, they were taking him and they were walking. Amar Lehu. So he tells them, Ema lechu milta be'alma. Let me just tell you something. Not the Fisukim. Stam, let me just tell you the way of the world. Nifuria Nifivra Nakat Nura Kame Pipura. These are different types of soldiers. So the Nipuria is the lower soldier. He carries the torch in front of the Pipuria, which is the higher soldier, which is behind him. These are different levels of honor. Pipuria Leduksa, and the Pipuria holds the torch for the one behind him, that's the Dukis. Duksa Lehagmonia, Hagmonia Lekuma. Kuma, as she says, is the king. So the king is all the way in the back, he's the most Hashuv. Kuma Mina Kat Nura Mikame Inche. Does the king hold the torch in front of the people? Certainly not. The king is the most hashuv. He doesn't hold a torch in front of the people.
Amri le, la, they said, for sure not. Of course not. Amar li hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nakat Nura Kame Yisrael.
The God of the Jewish people is unbelievable.
He's a king, and he holds the torch in front of the people.
So the kavod he has for the people.
How do we know? Dichtiv, V'Hashem Holech Lefneim Yomam. And the pasuk ends ba'amud esh lanchotam ad-derech,
which means God walked in front of the Jewish people with a fire.
So therefore, he's telling them, look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects and loves Am Yisrael. Igiyur kulehu.
They all converted. He got them.
Adar, Shandar, Gunda, Aharina, Abatre.
So he sent a final group to bring back Unkelus.
Amar lehu. So this time he told them, La tishti'u mide bahade.
Don't get involved in any conversation. Nothing.
Ki naktele ve'azle.
So when they were leaving, they were taking him out of the house.
Haza mizusta de manha afitha.
So Unkelus, he saw the mezuzah, it's on the doorpost.
Otiv yadeh ala.
So he put his hand on the mezuzah, like to kiss the mezuzah.
Ve'amar lehu,
so he tells the soldiers,
Mai hai,
what is this? What is this thing on the door? He's asking them.
Amru leh emalan at.
What do we know? You tell us.
No, he got them in a conversation.
He got them to talk.
Amar lehu, so he says, Min hagosh el olam, Melech basar vadam yoshim bebefnim, Va'abadav meshemberim oto mebahutz.
That normally, a mortal king, he sits inside, and the soldiers protect him on the outside.
Ve'ilu ha-kadosh baruch hu, it's the opposite. Abadav mebefnim, Ve'hu meshemberam mebahutz.
We are in the house, and the mezuzah, that's a kadosh baruch hu, he's outside the house. He's outside protecting us inside.
Shnei emar, Hashem yishmor setecha uboecha me'ata ve'adonam.
That God protects us.
They heard that. Igiyur. They converted as well. Tu lo shadar batre.
That's it. He didn't send any more emissaries. He didn't want to take a chance.
Now the Gemara goes back. The stories or to the facts regarding Antoninus, who was the Roman Caesar, Marcus Aurelius, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem la, God told Rivka, Shnei goyim bebetnech, you have two nations in your womb. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Al tekre goyim, Ela giyim, giyim meaning two proud ones, meaning two hashuv people. Don't read it goyim, read it giyim. And who are these two proud, great people that are going to come from you? Ze Antoninus v'Rabbi.
Proud not only means that they have great kavod, but they're going to be very wealthy.
The Gemara says, Shelo pasku me'al shulchanam.
They had so much food on their table.
Lo hazeret ve'lo kishut ve'lo snon lo bibot ha'ma ve'lo bibot ha'geshemim.
They had hazeret. Hazeret is like lettuce. Kishut is another type of vegetables, known as radishes, and they had it all year long, even though certain vegetables are summer vegetables and other vegetables are winter vegetables. On their table, they had all the vegetables 12 months a year.
The Amar Mor, what's the advantage of snon? What is the advantage of these foods?
Snon mehatech ochel. The radish, it's good for digestion. It breaks up the food in the stomach.
Hazeret mehatech ma'achal.
The hazeret turns it around in the stomach.
Kishut marhib me'ayim.
And the kishut, it opens up the appetite, it opens up the intestines.
Gemara says, Ve'atana de bere b'Yishma'el, Lama nikra sheman kishu'in?
Why do we call them kishu'in? Kishu'in is like gourd, like a type of squash. So the Gemara says, why do you call it kishu'in? That it's difficult for a person like haravot, like swords. Here you're telling me kishot is a good thing. But the Gemara says in another place, kishot is difficult for the stomach like swords.
Lakasha, habirabrebe, habizutre.
It all depends. Which means there's the big ones,
The big ones, that's mazik, that's dangerous for the goof. The small ones, that already is beneficial. Now, the Tosafot over here on the top has a question. The Tosafot's question is like this: V'adamrin beperek etzad ma'avirin nir'etznon nir'etzam hayim. Gemara says in Erubin, if you see a radish, radish is considered sam hayim. It's a medicine of life. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Another Gemara says that the radish is samamavit. So make up your mind, is the radish good or not? So the Gemara answers, depends. In one season, the radishes are good, and the other season, the radishes are bad. It depends what season you eat them in. Oh! So the Gemara Tosfot's question a bit over here, it says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh had on his table radishes 12 months a year. It's mashma that for 12 months they're beneficial. But the Gemara, it will be mashma that they're only beneficial a certain period of the year, certain season. So Tosfot answers, Yishlomar, Temayri Acha Ba'et Shu Sam Hayim. Which means, we're talking about over here at the time that they were considered Sam Hayim. It seems that there was a certain period that for 12 months the radishes were considered sam hayim, and only later on in history they changed. So this is talking about at the time that they were considered sam hayim. Ve'od yesh sefarim degar siyatam kan be'alin kan be'imahot. It depends. Yes, there's the leaves of the radishes, and then there's the bulb of the radish. She'imahot hem le'olam hayim. The bulbs are always good. Ve'achanam ye'ayri be'imahot. And over here we're talking about the bulbs. So therefore, that's an answer of the Tosafot. The next answer of the Tosafot says like this. Next Tosafot. Shlo pasku mishulchanam snon. Now, put as a simple question. You're telling me how rich the Rabbeinu HaKadosh was. That he even had radishes on his table. Big deal. What's a radish? Radish is a cheap item. What's the hadush that he was so rich? You're proving me from radish? So Tosafot says, enzer buta ela shayu marbim saudat shulchanam shusirichim lachtoch v'lafech ma'achel v'rachim b'nei me'ayim. That's the hadush. The fact that they served these items on the table shows that they must have had a lot of food, because we learned that these items break up the food and they turn the food and they open up the intestines. So from the fact that these items were served, that tells us they must have had an expanded menu. They had a lot of food. So that's the ayah that he was rich. The fact that they served these type of items. Comes the Gemara and continues. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Yom Halida v'yom Hamita. So what do we say? That on the day that the king was born, they make a holiday for Avodah Zarah, as well as the day that he died. Now, the Hakamim said that on the day that the king dies, sometimes they would celebrate it by burning his clothes and burning all of his possessions. So the Hakamim said, when they make the burning ceremony, then already it's a day of Avodah Zarah. But if they don't do the burning, then it's not an Avodah Zarah day. It all depends on the burning. Rabbi Meir said it doesn't make a difference. Whether they do the burning, whether they don't do the burning, it's considered a holiday, and it was going to be a suit. That's the machlok between the Rakama and Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, Mechlad Rabbi Meir Savar, La Shina Mita Sheyesh Baserifa, Ve La Shina Mita Sheyem Baserifa. It doesn't matter whether when the king died they burnt or they didn't burn. Panche Baal Avodat Kochavim. Doesn't matter, they still worship Avodah Zarah, therefore the day is going to be Asur. Alma Serefa Nav Chukai. Now, there's a Pasuk of the Torah that says, Ubchukotehem no telechu, that we're not allowed to follow the ways of the Goyim. So from the fact that we see that Rabbi Meir says, it's got nothing to do with Serefa. It's got to do with the king's death. So Rashi says, Alma Medelotali Rabbi Meir Tama B'Serefa, Alma Lav Chok Avdei Kuchavim U'Leshem Avdei Kuchavim. Correct, which is he holds must be that Serefa was not an item of the Goyim, which means sometimes they did it, sometimes they didn't do it, but that's not the Isur. Serefa is no Isur. It's no Isur for a Jew, let's say, to do Serefa for their kings. Ela what? The explanation is Mechlal, the met is the main thing, that he died. Mechlal the Rabbanan Sabre Serefa Hukahi. Must be the rabbis hold that what? That Serefa is the main item. Because they say, when they burn, oh, that's where the Avodah Zarah is. Mashma, that that's the hawk of the Goyim. That what? That they used to burn for the kings. So that's already something that the Goyim was. Rabbi Meir said, nothing. Sometimes they do it, sometimes that's not the item. The item is the death. But Chachamim that make a deal on the burning, they must hold that this is considered a practice of the Gentiles. Yabana says, Behat Tanya, once you're telling me that it's a practice of the Gentiles, what are you talking about? We have a braita. Surfin ala melachim velo medarkei emuri. So it says, you're allowed to burn the clothes of the Jewish king, and it's not considered a goy practice. Ve'i hukahi, if you're telling me it's the way of the goyim, anan echi sarfinan. How do we burn? Which means we're not allowed to follow the goyim practices. And if you're telling me what the court, I mean, burning is considered a goy practice. So how could you tell me that we're allowed to do it? I told you not allowed to follow the practices of the Gentiles. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ela de kula alma serifa lav hukai." Really, I'll tell you, everybody, old serifa is not considered a way of the goyim. Also, then why do the rabbis make a difference on the day that they burn and the day they don't burn? Ela hashivutai be'acha be'acha mepage. When the day that they burn, or the burning of the clothes of the king on the day he dies, is considered something hashu. It's an important, significant ceremony. Why? Because you're showing that he was the king and nobody could use his items. That's why we're burning them. When the king dies, all his items goes with. It's not an Avodah Zarah thing. It's not a hawk of the queen, but it's something that's hashuv. So Rabbi Meir savar la shena mita sheish basirifa ve la shena mita she'en basirifa palchei ba'la avodat kuchavim. Rabbi Meir says, yeah, I agree it's hashuv, but it doesn't matter. Even when they don't burn, they still bring korban for avodah zarah. The Rabbanan savri mita sheish basirifa hashiv elehu upalcha upalchei ba. Ve she'en basirifa lo hashiv avodat palchu ba. And Nachamim say no. That only a death of a king where it's followed by a burning ceremony, that's considered a hashuv ceremony where they worship something for Avodah Zarah. But when they don't burn, it's not considered a hashuv ceremony, and therefore no. Okay, so that's Shda of the Hachamim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gufa. We learned above. Sorfim ala melachim. When a Jewish king dies, you burn his things. And it's not considered following the goyim ways. Shneimar, like it says in the Pasuk, what does it say? It says by Tzidkiyah that Yirmiyah and Navi tells him, "Bishalom tamut, you will die in peace. Ubimisrefot avotecha melachim, ken yisrefu lecha, and they will burn you just like they burnt the wares of your ancestors. And you're not going to die from the sword, which is a derech b'zayon, you're going to die a normal death, and then they're going to burn all your stuff. Ushem shesurfim ala melachim, just like they burn the items of the kings, kach surfim ala nesi'im, so too they burn the items of the presidents of Klal Yisrael. Umayim surfim ala melachim, what do they burn? What items do they burn? Mitatan, their bed, uchli tashmishan, and all their items that they use. For what reason? Because we don't want other people to use it. That's kavod of the king. Umaaseh shemet Rabban Gamliel zaken. When Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, died, v'saraf alav unkelo sager 70 maneh tzuri. That he burnt his money. 70 maneh. A lot of money. He burnt his money. So the Gemara asked, v'ha'amart mahen surfin alem mitatan uchli tashmishan. He said, you burn their vessels. The items that they use. It doesn't say you burn their money. What is he burning their money for? That he burnt his vessels that were worth 70 maneh tzureh. Okay. Now she just gives you the calculation. Look at that. She 70 maneh tzuri. Mashma kesef saraf. Sounds like in the Havei Mina that the Gemara is assuming he burnt the money. Tzuri mishkal shet tzur. That's the tzur coin. Vehu chafe silaim. 25 silaim. Okay, for each coin, vasil adale dinarim. So therefore, each dinar vadinaru mishkal zahuv. So there was like 100 maneh for sela, 100 dinar. Chafes silaim vasil dinarim. So it's 25 times 4. So it's 100 dinarim per maneh. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Umidi aharina lo. only this item, not other items, only Kalit Tashmishan. I'll show you that they used to burn other things as well. Atanya, we have a braita. Okrin ala melachim. Ve'en bo mishum darkei emori. What is that? Okrim ala melachim. They take the animal of the king and they okir it. What is okir? They uproot it. Rashi says, okrin behema gidin levad sha'al parsoteha. They cause the animals so it won't be able to walk anymore. They pull out the veins in its hooves, which means they basically make the animal unusable. Also, what do you see, bud? That's not a vessel. That's an animal. You told me only the Kli Tashmishan, only the vessel that he uses for his personal usage. Now you're telling me you damages the animal. Amar papa sus shenacha ba'alav. No, it's talking about Kli Tashmisho. It's talking about the horse that the king rides on, that he uses. So since he uses it, it's considered Kli Tashmisho. And she says, Dehu Kli Tashmish, it's a vessel of usage. But you don't do behemot Torah. It sounds like you only do the horse that he rode on. But you don't do other animals, kosher animals. The Gemara says in Braita, Ikur sheyesh baterefa asur, v'sheem baterefa mutar. Which means, when you make this ikun, you pull out the veins, if it's going to make the animal a terefa, it's asur. But if it doesn't make the animal a terefa, it's okay. Now from the fact that we're talking about whether it makes it a terefa or not, must be we're talking about kosher animals. We must not be talking about a horse. Because a horse anyway is no good. So therefore, terefa. So therefore, we have a question. You told me the horse. Mashma, only the horse, not other things. But here it's mashma even of the animals. How do you make an ikur? How do you do something to the animal that doesn't cause it to become a terefa? Hamenasher parsotea mena arkuba ulmata. They cut the leg of the animal from the knee down. So that doesn't render it a terefa. Oh, so comes the Gemara and answers. Targemara papa. Which means it's talking about again a kosher animal that used to serve the king. How? He used to pull his wagon, and therefore it's considered Kli Tashmisho. And therefore, what do you do to those animals? You don't cause them to become a terefa. Ela, you just cut their legs off from the knee down, and that's it. Now there's no usage for them. So therefore, it comes out you got rid of not only the horses. They got rid of the kosher animals as well, so long as they serve the, so long as they serve the king. Now go to the Tosafot on the Amud Rishon. Okrin ala melachim, the second to the last Tosafot. Im Tomar, he has a question. Ve'amaylo parich va'ikat sar balehayim. Why doesn't the Gemara ask a question over here? What about sar balehayim? I thought you're not allowed to cause a pain to animals. Here, by pulling the veins out of its legs, sounds like it's painful. What happened to the Isur from the Torah, Tzara Balachayim? That's what's for the question. So he says in his answer, V'yesh Lomar, Teshani Kavod HaMelech, Shu Kavod Dechol Yisrael. The Kavod of the king is really the Kavod of all the Jewish people. V'atek Kavod Rabim V'dachet Tzara Balachayim. The mitzvah of Kavod Sibur is so great that it's even able to push away the Isur Deoraita of Tzar Bale Chayim. Okay, now the next Tosfot, we have a machloket over here. Look at the Gemara above. What did the Gemara tell us? Oh, when it comes to a kosher animal, you put a blemish on the animal that won't make it a terefa. Now, why can't I make it a terefa? Make it a terefa. What's the difference? Why is the Gemara being so strict? You can do something to the animal, but as long as you don't make it a terefa. So look at the bottom Rashi. Interesting. You're not allowed to make an animal a terefa. Even though you're not using it anyway, because it's asur to benefit from the king's assets anyway. Look at Rashi's words. Asur ligrom the behema terefot biyadayim. Tarfut biyadayim. Rashi says you're not allowed to cause an animal to become a terefa biyadayim. Comes the Tosafot and Esal Nashi. Not the bottom Tosafot. Pirusha Kuntras, the Asul Ligrom, Terefot, Lebema, Teora, Biadayim. Betema, Vichi Kadashim, Shia Asul Ligrom, terefot, which means, why not? What is a korban? It's a regular animal. What about, where is this new isuda that she's telling us, you can't make an animal a terefa? Why not? It's not a korban or something like that. So comes the Tosafot, and he has a hadush over here. He says, you're not allowed to make an animal not ra'ui la'achila. Which means, since this item over here, if you would make it a terefa, you'd make it unedible. That's a suit. Once already it has a sheikhut to be edible, you're not allowed to make it unedible. Again, as to spot the chen, the end of Farish, asur ba'achila. Ve'achi tanya b'edim b'tosefta de Shabbat, וקרין על המלאכים ולא מדרכי מורי עיקור שיש בטרפה אסור באכילה ומותר בנם. Which means like this. I'm not saying like this. If the עיקור has a טרפה, if by doing it, it becomes a טרפה, it's אסור. Meaning what? It's אסור to eat. That's all the Gemara is saying. It's not אסור to make it a טרפה. All the Gemara is saying, if you make it a טרפה, it's אסור. אסור to do what? אסור to eat it. פשוט. תוספות שזו חדוש. Of course, if it's a terefa, of course it's asur ba'achila. I didn't get married to tell me that. The hadush is asur ba'achila, but it's mutar ba'ana'ah. That's the hadush of the Gemara. Okay.
Benefits.
Not the benefits of it. Okay, so that's a big machlok between Ashi and Tosfot over here. According to Tosfot, the isur is not the isur. Stop. If you end up making the animal terefa, it's asur le'echonetze. But according to Ashi, no, it's asur to make it a terefa. Be'adayim. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned the following days are considered holidays of the Goyim. So we said what? Yom Tiglachat Zekano Ublurito. The day that the Goy would go take a shave and cut his beard and his blurit. Blurit is the hair that grows on his back, on the back of his hair. So that day is Asur. Well, the Gemara Mishnah said, that day is Asur to that person. These are specific holidays that each goy has on his own life. The cutting of the zakan and the blurit. So it's clearly on the day that he cut the beard, there was a holiday. The question is of the Gemara now, what does it mean, ublurito? It doesn't say cutting of the blurit. Maybe the cutting is going on both, but maybe it means yom tiglachat zekano ublurito. And the day that he cuts his blurit also, it seems that for a certain period of time they would cut the tail on the back. Or maybe, no, maybe it means the day that he cuts his beard and the day that he keeps the blurit. What's the story with this blurit? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Ibainu, Hechi Ketani, what's the Kabbalah of the Mishnah by the blurit, by this tail? Yom Tiglachat Zekano Vanachat Blurit, which means, on the day that he takes a haircut, he shaves all his hair and he leaves the blurit. So it's two different days. It's the day that he shaves his beard and the day that he leaves his blurit. So that would be two different days. Right? Odilma yom tiglachat zekano v'ha'avarat blurito. Or it means that what? That the day that he shaves his beard and the day that he shaves his tail. It seems at the end of the year he would cut his tail. So therefore, the real question is, when it comes to the blurit, does he make a holiday on the day that he leaves it or the day that he cuts it? That's the Gemara's sefik. Comes the Gemara and says, I bring you proof. Tashema Netanya Tarvayhu. We have a brayta that says both explanations. Look what the brayta says. Yom tiglachat zekeno v'hanahat blurito. Yom tiglachat zekeno v'ha'avarat blurito. So the brayta says both explanations are correct. That he makes a holiday not on only the day that he created it, where he leaves it, but on the day that he cuts it as well. So that's what's going on. Both. Good. Hey. Two different days. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shemuel. Od acheret yesh lahem beromi. There's another holiday that the Goyim have. We're going to see in Rome once every 70 years. What's the holiday? So the Gemara says, Achat l'shiv'im shana. Once in 70 years, mivi'im adam shalem. They bring a healthy man that's complete. Keneged Esav, Rashi says. He's representing Esav, the grandfather of Rome. Umarkivin oto al Adam Higir. And they put him on the back of somebody that's lame. That's Keneged Yaakov. Because didn't it say after Yaakov fought with the angel, he was limping? So therefore, to make fun, the Goyim take a big, strong guy, Keneged Esav, and they put him on the shoulder of a weak man that's lame, in order to show as if that Esav is ruling Yaakov. Malbishin oto bigde Adam Rishon. And they dress the one that's like Esav, they dress him in the clothes of Adam Rishon, which I guess the Romans had, because Esav was hairy. Therefore they put him in those garments. They belong to Esav, those garments. Umanihim lo birosho karkiflo shirbi Yishmael. Oh. And they put on his head Mazik Karkiflo. Now she says Rabbi Yishmael was a Kohen Gadol. The Romans actually murdered Rabbi Yishmael in a gruesome death. And he was very handsome. The order of the season made them strip the skin of Rabbi Yishmael from his body, and they put it in a persimmon oil, and balsam oil, in order to preserve it, that they could see the beauty of Rabbi Yishmael's flesh. And they kept that in the Ginizah, in the treasuries of Rome. So anyway, they would take the skin of Rabbi Yishmael, v'talule b'savareh, and they would hang it on his neck, the beautiful flesh, to show the Romans that they killed all the rabbis. Matkal, how much did it weigh? Matkal is mishkal. Resh zuza de fiza. 200 zuz of pisa. Pisa, Rashi says, is paz. Paz is a very expensive stone. It's not even found too much, this pisa. So, and it weighs 200 pisa. You know what I says? Wow, which means they put the stone on his neck. It's a very, very expensive stone. Tosfot has a question and says they didn't have too many stones like this in the world even. So where they get this shi'ud from? He says the Gemara that says there was a limited amount doesn't mean it was so limited. There was enough. There was not exactly what the Gemara says, but there was enough to put 200 around their neck. Umahapin itashibakin bi'inach, and they would adorn the marketplaces with inach. What is inach? Inach also is a precious stone. They would make a big thing. Eben Tova. Umachrizin lefanav. And they would go in front of this guy, that's like Esav, and they would make an announcement. And they would say, Sach kiri pelaster. She says, Heshbon akatsin kazavu. The calculation of the katsin, the one that's the leader, he's a liar. Which means the prophecy that Yaakov Abinu gave his children, that at the end the Jewish people are going to be redeemed, he lied. So they're making fun of Yaakov. They're saying Yaakov Abinu, Yaakov their father, or their katsin, the leader, he's a liar. Again, umachrizim lefanav tzach kireh, the calculation of the leader of the katsin, pelaster, it's kazabim, it's lies. Ahu de Marana, the brother of our master, meaning Yaakov, Zayfana is a Zayfan. He's a liar. Tricked Yaakov Abi. Yaakov tricked Esav into stealing the Berachot. So the Romans still didn't get over it. Thousands of years later, they're still saying the brother of Esav, of our master, he's a Zayfan. He's a crook. And then they would say, Behameh, Hameh, whoever sees this parade.
Lecture mode on.
Behameh, Hameh, whoever sees this parade, sees it. Udlo Hameh, lo Hameh. Whoever doesn't see this, probably never going to see it. Because it happens once every 70 years. So you probably get once in a lifetime to see such a parade. So what it says, that they continue with saying, "My ahani l'ramaa b'ramaute." What did the Ramai benefit? What did he gain? That he tricked Esav and he took the beracha, l'vele zayfana b'zayfanute,
And what did the counterfeit one gain in his tricks? And then they would finish the parade with the following statement. Woe to Esav when Yaakov rises up. That needs to be understood as well. Now some explain it, it's the opposite, they're going to say. Woe to Yaakov. But it's fulfilled that when this one rises, the other one will fall. Because that was the beracha. When one goes up, the other one's going to go down. So according to the Maharaj, the way he understands it is that what they were saying is, woe to Yaakov, what's going to happen? That this beracha is going to be fulfilled, that we go up, and they're going to go down. Okay. Now comes the Gemara. So this wasn't counted. Because this was a holiday as well. So the Gemara's question is, if you're telling me all the Goy holidays, how come you didn't tell me this holiday as well? It's 177 years, but it's still a holiday. So the Gemara answers, V'tana didan. Actually, I skipped. Okay. Amar Avashit. Hikshilan pihem l'rishayim. God makes the Rishayim trip up in their words. I amru zayfana ahu demarana kedeka amre. If they would have said, he's a crook, the brother of our master, that means Yaakov, they mean he's a crook, fine. Hashta da amri demarana zayfana. But from here they put the word zayfana next to their master, marana gufe zayfanahu. What it really means to say, Hashem put those words in his mouth, that their master is a zayfan. Marana zayfana. That Esav himself is a zayfan. Hashem made them say it in a way where it sounds like that Esav himself is the cook. Now we get to the question. V'tana didan, maitama luk ashivla. How come the Tanakama did not add that one? Kabbalah says, Nahai di ita bechot shata v'shata kahashiv. Deneta bechot shata v'shata lo kahashiv. Good. We're only listing holidays that happen every single year. We're not listing your holidays that happen once every 70 years. That's why the Mishnah did not list this one. Now, Tosfot has a problem over here with the way that she interpreted. One of the things the Goyim say at this parade is, Sachire Pelastar. The way that she explained is, the calculation of the Katzin, who's the Katzin? Yaakov, is false. Because he promised his children that they're going to be redeemed. And look, there's no redemption, so the katzin is wrong. Tosfot says, the Goyim would not refer to Yaakov as a katzin. Katzin is a sheva. And therefore, Tosfot learns that it's going on Yitzhak. Which means the blessing that Yitzhak gave Yaakov, that he's going to succeed, Pelester is a lie. The reason why the Goyim respect Yitzhak is because Yitzhak is the father of Esav. So therefore, it makes more sense to say, they were calling the leader Yitzhak as opposed to calling it to Yaakov Abinu. Okay, that's that Tosfot. Now the Gemara says, Hani de Rome. So you just told me all the Roman holidays. The Parsae Mai. What about the Persian holidays? What about those? So Gemara says, we have all those. They are the holidays of the Parsae. Mutrade Veturiske Muharneke Umuharin. Okay, that's the name of the holidays. Whatever they are. This is going to be a suit for Bnei Paras. Hani de Parsae Udrumae. Good, so now you told me the Roman and the Persian. The Bablae Mai. What about the Babylonian holidays? The Quran says, Muharnake ve'achnite. Ve'achnite be'hanune. Ve'eser be'adar. The 10th day of Adar. Day of Adar, something happened over there. Amar of Hanan, Bar of Hazda, Amar of. There's 5 houses of Avodah Zarah that are Kivu'im. What is Kivu'im? Kivu'im means they worship every single day. 365 days a year they have a holiday, so you can never do business with them. Because they're the worst, they worship Kurbanot every single day. So Masa Matar is Asur in these Avodah Zarah places forever. Kivu'im. What are they? Ve'eluhin. Bet Bel Bevavel. In Bavel, the name of the Avodah Zarah was Bel. Bet Bel. Bet Nevo Bechursi. Tarata Shebimfag. The name of the Avodah Zarah. Tzrifa Shebe Ashkelon. And Nashta Shebe Arabiya. Kiatar Abdini Yosifu Alehen. Yirid Shebe Ayin.
Bechi nidbecha shebe'ako. Okay, so those are all different places where it was kavua, that they had avodah zarah on a constant basis. The Gemara says, Ika de amri nidbara shebe'ako. Okay, some say the name of the church was nidbara in Ako. Fine. Ravdimi min harda'a matni ipcha. He has a different name of the church. Yerid shebe'ako nidbecha shebe'in bechi. Okay, different place, different name. What did you mean when you said that these churches are kavua, they're established? This is what I heard from your father's mother. Abu de'imich. Father's mother. Abu de'imich. Father. Kibu'in hen ne'olam. Tedira kula shata palhelehu. It means that every single day they worship in these places. And therefore, every single day is going to be asut to transact with these people. Because that's kavua. They worship every single day. How the Gemara concludes. Amar Shmuel Bagola Eno Asur Ela Yom Edam Bilvad. Which was even though we note in the Mishnah that the Isur of Avodah Zarah you cannot transact 3 days before. Now, what's the reason why that in the Gula's okay? So the reason why the Gula's okay is because we have no choice. In the Gula, we're living with the Goyim. If we don't transact with them, we're not going to have any business. And there's going to be Evad, there's going to be Mahloket. So therefore, in the Galut, they made a deen. Only on the holiday itself you cannot transact. But 3 days before, Mutar. Oh, the Gemara. Huh?
Today.
Well, we'll see. Ve'yom Edam Nameh. Mi asir? What do you mean? You're telling me that on the day is asud. Is that so? Rav Yehuda shara leil Rav Bruna lezabone hamra. Rav Yehuda allowed Rav Bruna to sell them wine. Ul Rav Gidal lezabone chitin. And to Rav Gidal he allowed him to sell them wheat. Behakta de tayyeh. On the holiday that the Yishma'alim make. On the day itself. Shani hakta de tayyeh de la kebiyah. The holiday of the Arabs that they're talking about over the Ishmaelim, it's not a kavua holiday. They don't even serve, they don't even worship it every year. Some years they do, some years they don't. Therefore, since it's not a hag kavua, they allow. But on the hagim kivu'im, that was done every single year, in the galut we're lenient because we're living amongst them in order to transact up until the day, but not the day itself. Look at Nashi. She says, look at that sheep. V'tadir kol shita begula. En anu yichudim na'amid atzminu melisav. We cannot control ourselves from transacting. Shebeneim anu yoshvin. Upanasatenu mem. Our panasah comes from them. So we cannot not do business. Ve'od mishum yira'ah. I'm scared. If we don't do business with them, it'll be evad. There'll be trouble. Behakta de tayyeh. That's the Arab holiday. Yom l'shana mitkabesim kol suhad ha'ir. All the merchants of the city would get together. Le'echol. They would eat, they would drink, and they would party. The Shem Avodat Kukavim, Avodat Ploni. Mekach Korin, Kupandraya. The Rashi says, the Lo Kivia, En Hoshim Lu Kodachad, Kodkach Im En Osim La Bikosha. Since they don't do it every single year, so therefore we don't give it so much credence. Lucha Ruan Ya'olam. Amen. Amen.